Well, now Greenville's doing away with that. And we're preserving. We lost our most beautiful home several years ago. The band tore it down and put up some very common homes. But two of pretty homes we have today, they are to be preserved. And I'm proud. Because when you go to these foreign countries, the very first thing they show you is their fine old castles and their churches. And oh, that's the first thing they show you. Well, and yet we tear them down and go over there to see them. That's us.
That doesn't make a lot of sense, but...
Yeah, that's what we do. We tear ours down and then go over there and see them.
Well, let me ask you this, talking about cattle, what do farmers call the male animal in a herd of cattle?
The male?
Yes, ma'am.
Call him the bull.
And say if you had a cow named Daisy, and Daisy was expecting a calf, you'd say that Daisy's going to...
She's going to calve. Well, some of them say.
Have you ever heard anything else to mean that?
That's the main thing I've ever heard.
What I had in mind I wanted to ask you about was come fresh or freshen?
Oh, yes, you come fresh. I've heard it.
I see.
But the others better English. We don't.
Well, what about a male horse? The farmer would call him the...
Just a male horse is all I know.
Did they ever call him the stallion?
Oh, yes. That's fine. Yes. That word I've heard many times.
And the female would be the...
It's the stallion.
And they call the female horse the...
Mare. M-A-R-E.
What did they call those things that they put on the horse's feet to protect them?
Shoes. Or shoes.
Did people around here ever play games with those?
Yes. Use those horseshoes to put a ring, put up a post down yonder and ring that post with that horseshoe.
Did you ever try that?
Oh, yes. I played horseshoes a lot of times.
Did people around here ever try to raise sheep?
Not much. We had one group of people, it's down there on the sand, we call it, that they raised sheep. And but not on the better cotton land. Wasn't profitable. We could make more money in some other direction.
Well, talking about animals, do you happen to know if farmers had a name for the male hog, if he was called...
A boar.
And they would call a little one, just call him a...
Just a little pea. He's a little pea, that's all I know.
Did they call him anything else when he got bigger than a pig, or just a little
hog? What do we call him? Hog.
What I had in mind, I wanted to ask you about is, do people ever around here ever use the word shoat?
Oh, yes. He's a shoat. He's halfway between a pig and a hog, I guess. That's what I'd call him. Yes, C-H-O-A-T-E. Shoat. Isn't that what you spell?
What, you know, these stiff hairs on a hog's back, did they call those anything in particular?
Not that I know of.
What about bristles?
Well, yes, bristles, I've heard. Hog bristles.
Right.
Yes, I've heard.
Do some of them have these long teeth?
Yes, what were they called?